In order to begin the process of teaching ourselves Emunah, let's turn to the most celebrated time of year when we work on our Emunah, the night of Pesach, Seder night. The Pasuk commands us, while your son will ask you, you should answer. Svarim explained that although this refers to a literal father and son, within ourselves we have a kind of virtual father and son. Our minds play the role of father who teaches the heart, who is the son. The language used is Halev Mevin. The word Bina has its roots in the word Ben, a son. So how does the mind teach the heart? Either through thinking and contemplating concepts until they become deeply rooted in their heart, or through speaking about the concepts and discussing them out loud. That causes them to become entrenched in the heart. So this Havaida isn't limited to the night of Pesach, of course. We have to work on our Emunah the whole year. On the night of Pesach, we clarify famously, etc. Even though we know everything, we understand everything, we've already learned the Torah, we still have to discuss Yetzias Mitzrayim. And this is a very important lesson, that even though we have the wisdom in our mind, we know the information, we still have to repeat it and talk about it and discuss it in a very simple fashion, like a story, like we do it on the night of Pesach, because that's the only way it can penetrate our heart. That's the way Emunah becomes a part of us, when we talk about it and make it very simple and straightforward. The night of Pesach also teaches us another important approach to the learning process. Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim needs to be done in a question-answer format. And Chazal taught us an amazing learning tool with this. If we really want to internalize something, make it as clear as day, this is the best way to do it, question and answer. We ask the question although we know the answer. So why ask the question? Because that's the way our hearts work. It responds to a question. When we ask a question, it gives that part of us that resists the Emunah, the part that's a little stubborn and doesn't want to conform, it gives it a platform. Our question has been heard, it's been verbalized, it validates it. And it takes what sometimes is a cloudy thought lurking in the back of our minds, and it brings it out into the open. When we answer the question clearly and confidently, this shines light on the topic, and that puts the question to rest. This is an extremely valuable tactic that Chazal have taught us, and we make use of it the night of Pesach, but we can use it all year long. And I imagine, and that's how the Sefer Bovavi Mishkan Evla explains, was the way the Chafetz Chaim would learn Sefer Bereishis when he wanted to be Mechazik his Emunah. Bereishis, in the beginning of the creation. Bara, there was a creation by a creator. This word alone, bara, is there to discount any and all theories which posit that the world formed itself. It didn't happen alone. It didn't evolve. It didn't explode into existence. It was created. There was intelligent design. And we go through every word of Bereishis, and we ask ourselves a question. What does this mean? Who created the heavens? Who created the earth? Who created the sun? How did it get to place where it is? How is it at that perfect distance to the earth to not be too hot and not be too cold? Each one of that, we ask the question. We appreciate it. And then we say the answer. And the answer is very straightforward. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. He had the information, he made it, he created it perfect so that we should have a place to live and a place to serve him. This is a process that will and takes time, and the avoid of making Hashem's existence a constant awareness through practice and review, adding more and more times of the day that we think about it, ask the question and answer it. This aspect of Emunah, the same way, we conquer it little by little, step by step. We give it time. And at some point, we're going to reach a level where every object we see, every living creature, and every piece of creation will scream out to us, Hashem created me. And then we'll know that we're successful in internalizing the truth. The fact that Hashem created everything is not a historical fact. We say in davening every day, Yoitzer or Uveri Choshech, present tense, Hashem creates light and darkness. We don't use the past tense, Yotzar or Vora Choshech. We use the present tense. Hashem is creating constantly. Nothing in the world exists even for a moment without constant infusion of Ratzon Hashem to create it and continue our existence. So if we look at things the right way, if we focus on them, we're seeing Hashem doing something. And we're witnessing it. We're witnessing creation in front of our eyes. Baruch Hashem, it doesn't stop for a moment. It's seamless. It would be scary if it did. But if we stop and think about it and internalize that, that's the basic foundation of our Amunah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and He continues to create it at every moment. And if we use every opportunity we have to speak it out, to ask it and answer it, that's how we can teach our hearts and internalize this aspect of Amunah in truth. Have a wonderful Shabbos, and Amir Tz Hashem next week, we'll continue with our review.